Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president stuns many as he changes his stance on a racial protest. President Donald Trump defiantly blamed both sides for the weekend violence between white supremacists and counter-demonstrators in Virginia, seeking to rebuff the widespread criticism of his handling of the emotionally charged protest while showing sympathy for the fringe group's efforts to preserve Confederate monuments.
I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either. And if you reported it accurately, you would say.
Reports say the U.S. president's top aides were stunned by his comments, with some, including new chief of staff John Kelly, standing by helplessly as the president escalated his rhetoric. The rally this past weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, was organized by white supremacists and other groups under a Unite the Right banner. Organizers say they were initially activated by their objections to the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, but the larger aim was to protest what they saw as an anti-white climate in America. Once again, the blowback has been swift, including from fellow Republicans. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida said Trump should not allow white supremacists to share only part of the blame. House Speaker Paul Ryan declared in a tweet that white supremacy is repulsive and there should be no moral ambiguity, though he did not specifically address the president. Trump's remarks were welcomed by former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke, who tweeted, "Thank you, President Trump, for your honesty and courage to tell the truth." This is VOA News. President Trump has praised North Korea's leader for backing off on plans to fire missiles toward the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. Trump wrote on Twitter this morning, "Kim Jong-un of North Korea made a very wise and well-reasoned decision. The alternative would have been both catastrophic and unacceptable." U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Washington remains ready for talks with North Korea as Kim Jong-un postponed that threat. The top U.S. diplomat says while diplomacy deserves a chance, Pyongyang must stop ballistic missile and nuclear testing before negotiations can begin on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. North Korea's official news agency, KCNA, said Tuesday that Kim is watching if the United States makes what he called the foolish and stupid conduct of the Yankees before making a final decision on launching a missile toward Guam. That might very well have persuaded Guam to maintain its high alert level. George Chaforos is Guam's homeland advisor.
We are hopeful that diplomacy will win the day. I'm hearing that Secretary Rex Tillerson, is opening up dialogue with North Korea. We're hopeful that that goes through. And we're also moving about with the business of government and praying that things go well.
Argentina's President Mauricio Macri is the latest Latin American leader to say U.S. military intervention is not the way to go to bring back democracy to Venezuela. Macri and visiting U.S. Vice President Mike Pence met with reporters following their talks Tuesday in Buenos Aires, where Pence repeated President Donald Trump's intent for Venezuela.
The United States of America will not stand by as Venezuela crumbles.
Macri said there is unanimity across Latin America against a military solution, something President Trump did mention as a possibility. Argentina is currently hosting about 60,000 refugees from Venezuela, where the economy is a wreck and basic foods are in drastically short supply. Pence continues his Latin American tour this week in Chile and Panama. Indian security officials say their troops engaged in a stone-throwing clash with Chinese forces in a disputed area of the Himalayas Tuesday. The incident occurred after Indian soldiers prevented their Chinese counterparts from entering the mountainous region of Ladakh in Indian-controlled Kashmir. The confrontation ended after both sides retreated to their respective positions. China did not immediately comment on the incident. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.